ICE detains 361 illegal immigrants, fines 14 minors in operation at California marijuana farms. Administration officials on July 13 defended President Donald Trump's immigration enforcement operations, including one on a California marijuana farm last week that a worker advocacy group alleges led to a man's death. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem told NBC News' Meet the Press on July 13 that Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents detained 361 illegal immigrants and encountered 14 unaccompanied minors during a July 10 operation on two marijuana farms in Southern California. At the California marijuana facilities, ICE and CBP law enforcement rescued at least 14 migrant children from what looks like exploitation, forced child labor, and potentially human trafficking or smuggling while facing assault and even gunfire, DHS Assistant Secretary for Public Affairs Tricia McLaughlin said in a statement. Among those arrested were criminals with convictions for rape, serial burglary, hit and run, and DUIs, she added. Both marijuana sites are operated by and licensed to Glass House Farms, which confirmed the operation and said it was fully complying with the search warrants. United Farm Workers, a worker advocacy group, alleges that several workers were injured during the operation and reported prematurely Friday that one man died a day after he fell off a 30-foot building that he climbed. The family of Jamie Alanis, 57, later confirmed that he died Saturday. The worker's family created a GoFundMe page to raise funds for his family and a burial in Mexico, identifying him as Jamie Alanis. Elizabeth Strader, National Vice President of the United Farm Workers, claimed that there were U.S. citizens arrested during the operations. DHS said Monday that four U.S. citizens are being criminally processed for assaulting or resisting officers. The Department of Homeland Security said its agents weren't responsible for Alanis's death. Although he was not being pursued by law enforcement, this individual climbed up to the roof of a greenhouse and fell 30 feet, the agency stated. Agents immediately ordered a medical evacuation, according to the department. When asked about the death during an interview with CNN's State of the Union on July 13, Border Czar Tom Homan said, "It's sad. It's unfortunate. He wasn't in ICE custody, and ICE did not have hands on this person. But it's always unfortunate when there's deaths. No one wants to see people die." Homan said the agents were doing their job serving criminal search warrants. "I see the media saying it was an ICE raid," he said. "No, they were serving criminal search warrants as part of a criminal investigation involved with child trafficking, child labor. I think it was a total of 11 children that were found on that farm, and now they're being interviewed." Response to judge ruling. On July 11, a federal judge temporarily blocked the Trump administration from carrying out immigration enforcement operations and arrests in the Central District of California without probable cause. The judge ordered the Department of Homeland Security to stop detaining people based on their race, spoken language or accent, occupation, or presence in specific locations such as bus stops. Noem told NBC Sunday that the administration would absolutely comply with the court order, but denied that the Trump administration is using racial profiling when carrying out immigration enforcement search warrants. "What we have always done is built a case and done investigative work, and who we go after and who we target. And so this judge is ridiculous in the fact that he put forward a decision like this," Noem said. She said the administration will appeal the ruling and that "we will win it. Because over and over again, when our ICE officers are out there getting the worst of the worst off of our streets, they're using the investigative backgrounds and information that they have from either criminal records or what they have for charges or individuals who are breaking our federal laws that need to be brought to justice," Noem said. On July 13, Homan told CNN that physical characteristics are one of many factors that agents could use to establish reasonable suspicion that a potential target lacks legal immigration status, and thus give probable cause to stop and detain them. He emphasized that it can't be the sole reason, and suggested that features such as having a visible MS-13 tattoo would be one example. "I want to be clear about that again, because my words are taken out of context. Physical description cannot be the sole reason to detain and question somebody. That can't be the sole reason to raise reasonable suspicion," Homan said. "It's a myriad of factors, and I could stay here for the next half hour and give you all the factors. Algra Fredley, TJ Mascaro, and Reuters contributed to this report.